Hey guys, today I'm going to show you how to make see-through text in GIMP. And this was a question from one of you, and I hope what I'm going to do is what you had in mind. And if any of you have questions on how to do something in GIMP, then just ask me, and I'm not guaranteeing that I will make a tutorial out of it, but if I think it's a good idea, I might just make a tutorial out of it, so it's always worth asking. So, how do we make see-through text? First of all, set your foreground color to white, then go to your text tool and pick the font that you want to use, and then type in your text, and I'm going to type in see-through, and I'm going to move it to the middle a bit. Here is fine, and now I'm going to go to Script View, Layer Effects, Bevel and Emboss, and you probably or you might not have Script View because it's a plugin you need to put in GIMP later. But don't worry about that because I've made a video on this and it will explain everything you need to know, and the link is in the description. So just watch that video and you can follow this tutorial as well. So in Bevel and Emboss, in Style, set the style to Inner Bevel here. And for the rest, for Depth, Size and Soften, leave it at default for now, and you can play around with it later and see what fits best in your image, but always try at default first. So what else do we need to change? Highlight opacity, move that up all the way to 100, and shadow opacity, move that up to 100 as well, and then click OK, and then it will look like this. And I'll go to your layer dialog and click on your text layer and go to opacity in your layer dialog and move this down, and you can move down all the way if you want, and then you've got see-through text, but it may look a little bit better on some other image if you move the opacity up a bit, about 10, and then there's still a little bit of white in your text, but you can still see through it. So just play around with the opacity and see what looks best in your image. And that's basically it for see-through text, and I hope that this is what the person who asked me had in mind, and I hope this helps. And I also hope that you like this tutorial, and if you did, then maybe you'd like to watch my other videos as well. And subscribe, and thank you for watching.